Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's 6:52 and is brought to you by Atkinson, Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, the Aggie football team is in a 12-day respite from game day as they'll have this Saturday off before starting Big 12 play a week from Thursday night at Oklahoma State. That's probably a good thing. A&M certainly has some work to do on offense before the schedule gets a whole lot tougher, which it is about to do. Of course, on Saturday, with the help of the 12th man who stuck around, A&M scored 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns to rally past Florida International 27-20. Coach Mike Sherman said he would have liked to have given out 79,069 game balls.
Well, the most obvious thing today, I think, was the way our fans hung in there with us throughout the entire ball game. And I guarantee you this victory, if we give them all a game ball, I would, because at the end of the game, they're all in there. We didn't play very well, particularly on offense. I thought our defense did. They had every reason in any other place to leave, and they didn't.
The Aggies are 3-0 for the fourth time in 5 years. The Big 12 race started Saturday with Texas beating Texas Tech in Lubbock 24-14. Kansas State beat Iowa State 27-20 in Kansas City. In non-conference play, Baylor's loss to TCU was the only blemish, although Oklahoma had another close call in a game that they were heavily favored, beating Air Force, but just 27-24. A&M's next opponent, Oklahoma State, blasted Tulsa 65-28. Talk about a tough night. Houston Cougars not only lost the game to UCLA 31-13, but they lost both their starting quarterback, Case Keenum, and their backup, Cotton Turner, to injury in that game. High school football last Friday night, and a good night for the Bryan ISD. Both the Vikings and the Rangers were winners, and for the Rudder Rangers, this third season is so far a charm as they go to 4-0 with a 24-6 win over C.E. King. Quarterback Trey Hammond scored on a couple of long touchdown runs in the game. The final one was from 35 yards out.
So fourth and one. Hammond tries the left side this time. He has it. Cuts back. He's to the 30, to the 25. Still on his feet. To the 20. Still on his feet. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trey Hammond. A 35-yard touchdown run for Hammond.
And that was Keith Kane on the call. Rudder will open district play next Friday, hosting the Hutto Hippos at Merrill Green Stadium. The Vikings' only touchdown came late, but it was enough to beat College Park 10-6. The winner on a pitch to Chris Watson, as our man Chase had the call.
Single back set with Watson behind Ike. Watson gets the pitch. Watson gets the first down. Watson busted outside. Watson will score. Touchdown, Bryan. 19 yards.
College Park got the ball back, but then the Vike defense clinched it.
Right, rolling to his right, throws, pass, tipped, intercepted! On the return, Johnny Child still on his feet and out of bounds at the 47-yard line. The third turnover of the night.
Vikings open district play Friday night at Ellison. Consol Tigers were off this past weekend. They'll open district play at Temple on Friday night. Dallas Cowboys are 0-2 for the first time in 9 years after losing at home to the Bears 27-20 yesterday. The Bears went to 2-0 as Jay Cutler threw 3 touchdown passes. But the Houston Texans are 2-0 after following up their win over the Colts with a road win over the Redskins 30-27 in overtime. They came back from 27-10 down in the third quarter. Looked like Washington would win it with a field goal in overtime, but just before the snap, Coach Gary Kubiak signaled timeout to the official standing right next to him, so the kick didn't count, and Graham Gano missed the next try. Matt Schaub then drove the Texans 41 yards, where Neil Rackers connected on a 35-yard field goal to give the Texans the win. Texas Rangers started a 10-game road trip by losing 2 out of 3 to Seattle, including 2-1 yesterday. Oakland won yesterday, so the Rangers' magic number is still 6 as they head to play 3 with the Angels starting tonight before they start a 4-game showdown at Oakland on Thursday. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you ever lose your keys? Ask someone else to help look, and there they are, right in front of you.